With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Buffalo Chip cannot be incorporated as a municipality. That's the decision of the South Dakota Supreme Court made public yesterday. The Buffalo Chip campground is a popular attraction for bikers during the Sturgis Rally. It applied for incorporation in February 2015, and Meade County voters approved the plan. Lawsuits ensued, in part to answer the question if or means and under certain circumstances. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
When Buffalo Chip campground owners applied for incorporation, they relied on a state statute in effect at the time. The law said no municipality can incorporate if it contains fewer than 100 legal residents or fewer than 30 voters. Buffalo Chip did not have 100 residents, but it claimed to have 30 voters. Lawyer Jack Heeb argues that Buffalo Chip could incorporate with just one of those qualifying elements. The reason, he says, is because the statute puts the word or between them.
The first rule that the court has said over and over again is or does not mean and, except in a rare circumstances.
But lawyer James Moore says the statute begins with the word no, a negative, and so the elements are collectively prohibited.
When you have a negative followed by or means not A and not B. And the best example of that is no food or drink in the courtroom.
Moore says that order posted on courtroom doors prohibits food and drink, not just one or the other. He gives us another example, the stalking law that begins no person may and lists prohibited acts joined by or. He says a rational reading of the statute clearly determines that all elements of stalking are prohibited. Justice Patricia Devaney wrote the section of the opinion that settles the question in favor of the state. Chief Justice David Gilbertson dissented from the majority on this point. He holds that the words or and have solid meaning in law that gives legislators clear direction when writing statutes. Justice Jeanine Kern concurred specially with Devaney's conclusion. She says Gilbertson is correct that and joins elements together and or sets them apart. But she holds that an exception exists when the words communicate a prohibition. The state legislature corrected the incorporation language in 2016, so the and/or issue no longer exists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Universities in South Dakota are encouraging their students to get tested for COVID-19 before returning home for Thanksgiving to help curb the spread of the virus. South Dakota State University in Brookings and the University of South Dakota in Vermilion are offering free tests. Health Secretary Kim Mulsom-Risden says the majority of recent COVID-19 spread has been among smaller gatherings of family members and friends. South Dakota Board of Regents spokeswoman Janelle Toman says testing at the state's universities has been handled at the campus level because circumstances can vary at each school. Governor Kristi Noem says Game, Fish, and Parks Secretary Kelly Hepler will retire in mid-December. Hepler was appointed as head of the department in 2015 by then-Governor Dennis Dugard. Hepler headed Game, Fish, and Parks during a contentious debate between landowners and sportsmen over water issues centered in Day County. Hepler is the third department secretary to retire this year. In early October, Transportation Secretary Darren Bergquist announced his retirement. His last day is today. Secretary of Agriculture Kim Vanneman retired last spring. State tax collections continue to come in higher than anticipated even before the pandemic. General fund revenues are $20 million more than the amount state legislators anticipated back in March. Since the start of the fiscal year in July, those collections are up more than $80 million over the last year. Mark Quasney is the state economist. He says that's due in part to the $5 billion in federal stimulus money that's come to the state.
That's coupled with the difference in how South Dakota has responded to the pandemic. I think what we're seeing in other states is there's been a greater degree of shutdown and restriction of economic activity. We haven't seen that in South Dakota to the same extent, and so we're maintaining or not as deeply impacted in parts of our economy there.
Quasney says, in addition, six large wind farm projects are bringing in more revenue from an increase in the contractor's excise tax. Severance taxes are also up. That's due in part to a strong third quarter from the Wharf mine near Lead. South Dakota's new unemployment claims are down. About 500 people filed new claims last week. That's dropped by nearly 360 from the previous week. Continued state claims are down as well to 3,676 at the end of October. Since March, more than 67,000 South Dakotans have filed unemployment claims. Both the state and federal government contribute to unemployment payments and compensation. The total paid to South Dakotans during the pandemic is $317 million. More than $121 million remain in the state's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. The National Weather Service is issuing a high wind warning for the Northwest as well as the Southwest this afternoon that will last until the early morning tomorrow. Otherwise, we're seeing partly sunny to sunny skies across the state. It's also breezy in the southeast. Highs today are in the upper 30s to the mid-50s in the southwest. Expect partly to mostly cloudy skies in the northeast and west this evening. It's mostly clear and breezy in the southeast. Lows tonight are in the upper 20s north and east to the lower 30s in the southwest. By the early morning tomorrow, expect a chance of rain in the west. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow by the late morning West River, then a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs on Saturday in the 40s to the lower 50s. Up next, it's innovation on listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.